Coming up on the Mascot Wedding Show, Shaboy, comedian Ryan County is in studio. We're talking about glorious, lovely shivs. We talk about Mac's career as a seer, and we also get some legal advice from an old friend. All this and more coming up on the Mascot Wedding Show. Hey, folks, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, the Internet's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake, and this is episode 269, A Dark and Stormy
Penis.
Oh.
Going blue tonight.
I know. I like it.
No, I've got a blue penis. I need this. I need to get some doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's make this a short podcast.
Is it real cold, or is it backed up or something?
I think I'm backed up. I think because I was trying to...
Backed up. So stupid.
I was fishing around in there. I think I plugged something up.
Fishing around.
Yeah.
That's a good... What do you do? No. Jimmy, get out of there. Fishing around, Mom. Or maybe she would say, stop fishing around.
Yeah.
We are recording from Austin, Texas, here in the Hodgecast Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And we remain your podcast lions.
That's right. Rawr.
Yeah. We're a mighty audio mane around our... royal heads.
Exactly. My father was killed, and I will avenge his death against the hyenas. Hyenas? Coyotes?
I don't remember.
I don't think I saw that movie.
Somebody had wings.
Another lion.
Yeah.
Scar was another lion.
Tio Scar. I've seen it a couple times in Spanish because of our terrible education system. David Hotta, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm a lot better now that I'm here. Shitty day at work.
Oh, man.
You know how it is, bro.
Weight of the world.
Yeah.
Come crashing down.
Yeah. But I got myself a brewski. Hanging out with my broskies.
Yeah, that's right.
Can't complain.
A couple brew dogs for you dogs.
How you doing, Mark?
I am also doing well, because Superman does good. Not much to report. It's been a while since we have podcasted, but
yeah.
I just today finished editing the last podcast. Over took me about a week and a half.
Yeah,
like 10 minutes at a time or something like that. So I feel like I'm already sick of my own voice. So
yeah, that's a bummer. But I listened to it today and I liked it.
Yeah, it ended up being kind of fun.
Yeah, kind of fun. Ray's back leg.
That's about as good as. I felt like it was a good show afterward, but yeah. Then, you know, yeah.
And you also don't want to pat yourself on the back too much. Yeah. Don't be like, oh my god, guys. Even though that's exactly what I did today. After I listened to it, I was like. Yeah, more people got to know about this. I put it on Facebook. I was like, all right, this is kind of gross. I shouldn't have done that.
You know what's funny? At the end of the last episode, you're talking about a 1950 spaceship.
Yeah.
The sound that would make, and I had no idea what you're talking about. As soon as I got to that part, I was like, oh, yeah, of course I know what a 1950 spaceship sounded like.
Exactly.
You just caught me at a bad time.
Just rip a clip off Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Just come on.
Hey, guys, sitting in the studio, patiently watching us talk like a couple creeps, is our special studio guest. He is the host of... Comedy Avalanche every Monday night at Holy Mountain.
He's also
a multiple finalist in Funniest Person in Austin contest. He's done Moon Tower, done South by.
Sure.
There's a short film about him called County. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Mr. Ryan County.
Yeah.
Graduated Harvard as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Theater and a theater degree, so.
Well, let's get right into it. How many women have you had sex with?
Yeah. Ooh. How big's your dong?
Today? Or what? Oh. No! None today. I've had sex with none today or yesterday.
Well, the night's still young.
Or the yesterday.
Well, now this got weird.
It's been about four years.
All right, let's really get into it.
4 years.
This is the definitive Ryan County interview.
David, what are you drinking?
I am drinking a Austin Beer Works Fire Eagle. That's Austin Beer Works.
I'm also drinking an Austin Beer Works Fire Eagle Ryan County.
That was an eagle.
On fire.
Terrible.
Oh,
eagle.
Yeah, it was on fire.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, by the way, Ryan County?
Oh, I've got your basic 40-ounce is of Old English 800 brand here.
Man, oh, man.
When I'm not drinking OE.
How much of that do you plan on crushing? I don't think drink is the right verb for OE.
Slurp.
Slug.
Slam it.
Yeah.
Belt. That's not really a belt.
Fuck it and chuck it. That's how I do it.
Yeah, I walked into the Hodge Pound and
dogs are out.
And I saw that and I got scared. Like I thought I entered a weird time machine because I haven't seen one of those since I was about 22 years old. Not that that's a knock on you.
A 40?
Yeah, just a 40. I haven't seen one in forever.
Did you get scared like
you've got a decent job?
Like bad days.
I've got car payments.
This broke the bank. This was my last $3.49 went to this and these M&M's pretzel.
Oh, we'll kickstart you. We'll get you something else.
Have you heard that story? I forget what it is.
I feel like that's a verb now.
Another 40.
Was Danny Thomas an old actor?
Yes.
There was something like where he was baroque, mm-hmm. and he only had a certain amount of money to his name. His wife was pregnant or something like that. And so he took his last amount of money and he dropped it in a collection box at church and prayed to God. And then, guess what? Bring, next day, a phone call offering him a job which paid for his entire wife's delivery. Is what? A story my parents told me. Don't know if that's true or whatever.
It's not.
But it'd be funny if Ryan was like, owe me only $3 to my name. I'm putting you on faith, $3. Buy some OE with it.
And then, like,
that's my church.
Gets hit by an old English truck on the way home and, like, gets a settlement.
Gets so
not that I wish that on
or
you.
Killed, and then I still don't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
There you go. Away.
Game in the system.
Maybe. Who knows what heaven's like?
Gosh, let's hope. Heaven.
Who does know what heaven's like?
Eric Clapton's kid.
Oh.
He's kind of big time in his dad when he gets there. He's like, I'm not going to talk to you.
Do you think Eric Clapton's kid is going to be old in heaven?
No, I think he's going to be young.
Yeah, do you age?
No, you stay the age that you are when
you
die.
What if you want to age?
Oh, boy, that's a good question.
Hey, you know who knows a lot about the afterlife?
Not us.
I think it's our good friend Paul Bear. Is he? He lives next door, right? Let's see. Hey, Paul, can you come in here for a second?
Yes, what is it?
Paul Bear, this is Ryan County. I don't know if you guys have met.
Is it Paul?
It's me, Paul Bearer.
Paul, I'm Ryan.
Oh, nice Ryan. You.
Did you ever watch wrestling in the 90s?
No.
Oh, okay.
I hung out with friends.
Do you remember, do you remember did you ever meet the Undertaker? Ever meet?
Yeah. Well, no, he lives in Austin,
he lives
though,
in
right?
town.
Oh, okay. So, Paul.
Is that who you are?
No, I'm his valet.
Slash manager.
I managed him. Miss Elizabeth was a valet.
Paul, do you age in heaven?
No, you stay the same age.
So Eric Clapton's kid, is he just like a dumb kid up in heaven?
He's actually wearing the scars that he had when he fell from the balcony.
God. That's awful. It doesn't seem that great.
Nope, he's developmentally stunted because he fell on his head.
Jeez, but is he happy at least?
Nope.
Well, that doesn't sound like heaven at all.
Well, talk to Eric Clapton. Should have watched that kid. Gotta go.
I gotta say bye, Paul.
Would you know
Wait, what's the women's tits like?
What's don't the go! Women's tits like?
What's the women's tits like?
You don't have to find that out in heaven. You can just find that out here.
I'm going to go ahead and take a guess. It's the same. It sounds like it's pretty much
all
the same.
All right.
So wait,
variety.
You think women's tits? You think women's tits get different in heaven? You think they get like they go back to their perkiness?
They go back to their perkiness. I'd like to disavow this conversation. Pull the ripcord on this.
I would hope in my heaven.
Yeah, man, I've been having too many discussions about the afterlife lately. I can't do this again.
I think you're just breathing in those fumes from that old English 800.
There it is.
It does taste fumey.
Well, yeah, it's made from pure gasoline.
All right, that's better.
That's cray.
You get that?
Yeah, it's weird hearing you out of a...
Those headphones are a little weird, by the way.
Do you want other headphones?
It's like they came with a old English... They're all taped up over here.
They got old English audio?
It's at the bottom of the OE. There's always a prize, and this was the prize. You had to
break the bottle open to get some headphones.
Hey, buy some old English 800. Inside, you might find a prize, like a small knife or just a syringe.
Just pills.
One of those switchblade combs.
Boys and girls' toys. What was the girl? It's just a razor blade still?
Yeah.
Yeah,
for their cutting.
Pink razor.
It's a razor blade on
pink
the end.
Razor blade.
It's on the end of a toothbrush instead of bristles.
It's their shiv to get out.
Yeah, shivs.
Oh,
we knew that guy that made artisan shivs. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is that like? Out of nice oak or what?
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Custom made.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a shiv out of whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's for all occasions. Damn. It's mostly for show, but they also work. They're quite effective.
What if you gave him like a big stick, like a long 4-foot stick? Mm-hmm. Could he turn that into like a giant sword shiv?
Child's play for me.
I'm going to go on a limb and say the most beautiful shiv.
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
Broad shiv.
What I did is I took
scythe or whatever
from the 1980s, a Secret Wars Marvel action figure of Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a little action figure. Oh, my God. You should have seen the shiv he made out of it.
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah. You know what's weird? Because it's that rubber was it was just kind of like plastic and rubber. Mm-hmm. Still cuts like a knife.
Yeah.
Just glorious.
I actually stopped by there one time and gave him a People magazine with Jimmy Swaggart on the cover from like the late 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
Out of paper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn.
He made it. I mean, and you could still see like Jimmy Swaggart's face on there. Like he didn't lose that the integrity of the People magazine at all.
I was like, what are you working on right now? And he's like, I don't think I can tell you. And I was like, come on, man, show me. Michael Keaton had walked in, giving him a VHS copy of Batman Returns.
Oh, my goodness.
Just a glorious ship.
Man, just such a beautiful ship.
Absolutely beautiful.
Man.
County, what's your ideal ship?
Yeah. Dream ship.
Dream ship, and it can't just be this bottle broken in half or an actual dagger?
Dream ship, buddy. Don't ask.
Hey, man.
We're not putting all right,
what
on it.
I'd do a old English-style dagger, mm-hmm. not the brew like the country or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wooden handle. Mm-hmm. Make a shiv out of the handle.
Double knife?
Double edge dagger.
That's a beautiful shank.
That's glorious.
Stab either way.
Yeah. Man, that just sounds like a heavenly piece of improvised weaponry.
I guess I better go on the old Facebook and find out when someone's birthday is.
It's December 13th.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's coming up.
Oh.
Quarter life, baby.
Someone's going to get a present in their ribs. So, Ryan Countdog, as you prefer to be called, is that right?
Oh, Countdog, Countdown.
Countdown.
Ryan, Brandon Lee.
Brandon Lee, how old are you?
Oh, 144 years old.
In human years.
I'm going to be turning 25.
Wow.
Human ages.
What a young pup.
Quarter, huh?
How do you stay hungry being such a young buck? Does it come natural or do you...
Poverty.
Young buck.
When you're looking at the comedy...
What do you mean hungry? I'm always hungry.
When you look at the comedy game, how do you stay motivated?
Oh, you know, I just have a hoot out there. Old English helps. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It never seems hard to be that motivated to go out and talk about poop and stuff on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that that you're getting older and it's affecting your comedy?
Yeah. I'm getting a little more. You kids. I call in the audience sons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a lot of advice to the youngs.
Yeah.
In my bit now. I don't know if you noticed. I sit down now.
Give us some of your
stage.
Give us some of your newest, hottest bits about the youth.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Youth. First of all, first piece of advice. Not the 90s anymore, so get real. Oh. You know what I mean?
Damn, Jesus. That's controversial.
Jesus.
Though.
And then there's like these teens now, they're coming out of these, they're watching these movies, and it's like,
ugh, totally.
It's please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, you know, that's funny, but that's true.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's true.
But that's just something I'm working on.
Yeah, man. You know, I hear you.
Am I watching Ryan County or am I watching a mirror being
held
up? Yeah,
it's like I'm trying to throw in an as if in there, but I don't know.
Oh,
please. You know, so far I have it at the end,
yeah,
and then it just splits the room.
Can we road test it? Can we just hear it out real quick?
All right.
Oh man, this is a rare treat.
This is so good.
All right. First of all, I'd want to thank all you young kids for coming out and spending your allowance to come out here. But mm-hmm. for real, guys, what are you doing with the Obama? As if.
Oh man,
and then we'll put some laughter.
And
in
then
there.
Maybe something. Yeah,
that's good. That's good. That's tight.
What do you do if Obama shows up? Same joke.
Ooh. Biden. I'll probably toss it, throw Biden's name in there.
It's a good idea to check.
And then in the back of the room, you hear him laugh like,
I got a joke.
I got
that,
him. I got Barry.
It really rips
just call
on
him Barry?
Yeah. Barry Obama.
Barry Obama?
Yeah.
It's your boy Barry?
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that's a little offensive.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
He's not a boy.
It's 2013.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
I have a joke
as
that really
if,
rips
you're right,
on.
You're right. As if.
Ralph Macchio and.
That head chef?
No. Line editor for Ultimate Spider-Man. No, the actor portrayed the Karate Kid or Karate Kid.
Oh, Crossroads.
Mm. Yes, Crossroads. And one time I had this joke and someone didn't tell me. Macchio was in the room. Later on I was like, Macchio, man, don't be mad. And he said it was just a joke he understood.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes told a different story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a joke once about the Macchio man, Randy Savage. And
yeah.
He was in the audience, and it did not go over well. And I said, no, I was talking about Ralph Macchio, and he said, no, I heard it. It was about
he broke the ice, a bunch of ice over you after that. Was that or is that rumor? Is that backstage
no, no,
rumor?
No.
Hey, that happened?
It was
of ice cubes?
It was already cubed, so he didn't really break it.
Okay.
He just dumped it over my head. But
still,
some of it went in the crack of my jeans. And
that's rough stuff.
It was, might as well break a thing over my head.
Had a little bit of cold tush that night.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't want it.
God.
Don't want cold tush.
Not at this time of year. You don't want cold tish.
In this economy? Forget
cold
it.
Tish.
A couple, little bit of frostbite on your buns.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of Jack Frost.
Hot frost buns?
The back frost.
What you do is throw them buns in a microwave, put it on defrost for about 30 seconds, and then make a loose meat out of it or something.
Ryan, I'm actually going to tell you this. I've told you this before. Don't operate your microwave with the door open.
What?
I don't care that it warms you up really quick.
But the little dots that shade it, I can't peek in when it's closed.
Okay, do whatever you want, my man. But I'm just telling you right now, close that door.
It hasn't been working with the door open.
It still has been working.
You know, I mean, it's like the old saying, a watch pot pie never hots.
That's right.
So you can't watch your pot pie getting heated up.
I could take the window out, man. Brainstorming this.
You're taking steps back.
You know, I actually, I was in the same boat as you, David. I have a joke about Macho Man Randy Savage dying. You know, the joke about it is death.
Yeah.
And he was in the crowd that night because it was before he actually died.
Yeah.
And he just was like grilling me with questions. He's like, how do you know these things? Mm-hmm. Are you a seer?
Which and, you are.
It got real dark.
Did it feel awkward when you had to out yourself as a seer?
Yeah. And I tried my best to erase his memory.
Yeah.
But I don't have that power. Mm-hmm. So
you just see the future? Or?
Yeah. And he was like, can I change it? And I was like, no. And he's like, what if I do this? And eventually I just was like, sure.
Not even like a diet thing he could do different? Or
no.
How did he die?
Well, he died in a car accident.
Train? I thought it was IBS.
Train crashed with the car.
That's right.
He had IBS at the time?
Oh, well, he was in a hurry to get to the tutor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he couldn't make it.
You know, the old stink pot.
How do you think I'm going to die? I've already got my funeral.
How do I think? Maybe ask me how I am.
How do you see how I'm going to die?
Ooh, you don't want to know.
My guess is too many 5-hour energies and Mountain Dews at once.
Can I give you some
heart
advice?
Attack.
Can I give you some advice?
What?
Live every week like it's your last, especially these next two. That's all I'm going to say.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm taking a swig. That's beautiful advice. Taking a swig of 40 so I can retain it better.
Can I give you some advice?
Mm-hmm.
Drop a 5-hour in that 40.
I've done some 5-hour bumps, but you do it in vodka Red Bull. You get a vodka Red Bull, a.k.a. a bad dad, a.k.a. a county. I'm trying to spread that to bars. I've got that at two bars, Holy Mountain and Cap City.
That was also a really uncanny Chris Tellis impression. Yeah. AKA
Bad Dad. Talk about it again. Let's talk in the real for a second. Do you actually have you put a.
That was the lamest of all the things we've said tonight.
Let's talk for the real.
All right. Can we speak on the real? Can I speak on the real?
Can I
talk on the real for a second?
Turn your chair around.
Hashtag Raw Talk.
Lutheran is the answer.
Thank you.
Lutheran.
Follow up question. Have you actually done that before? Put a 5-hour energy into a beer?
No, not a beer. You do it with a, you know, like a Jägerbomb.
Mm-hmm. Familiar.
Is what is that?
Jäger and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Jäger. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But then you drop something in it, right?
Well, you drop the Jäger.
You drop the shot of Jäger.
Okay.
Yeah. Cannonball.
See, skip that. Red Bull, vodka, 5-hour in a shot. You got to pour it out of the shot it comes in because of the tube, the hole. Mm-hmm. Or just cut off the top.
The tube, the hole. That makes
drop
sense.
Drop it, the tube hole, and just drop it in, drink it. And it's very uncomfortable for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
But you can drive home safely.
Well, because it's tearing up your insides.
Yeah, David and I, back in the day, one time we were... Honestly, I think we just wanted to stay up late and play Mario Kart.
That's pretty much where we were.
And
64?
Oh, yeah. Gold standard.
Come on. And so I was like, David, what are you doing? And he's like, well, I want to drink this 5-hour energy because I'm tired. But I was going to drink it with this beer. I'm just going to drink a little bit of the beer and then pour it in the beer. And I was like, David, I don't know who they're giving the Nobel Prize to in the future, but I know it's also going to be you.
Yeah.
That's a bad that's a bad term of phrase. I
was like, we were drunk at the time.
David, you're a genius. And so I did the same thing too. And it was like I put a black hole in my stomach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I felt awful.
Yeah.
At the time, though, I was like, this is pretty smart.
There were pictures of you that started to fade because you had undone your
existence. That's right. I'm a collapsed star. It was awful.
Yeah.
And that was the first time you've had a 5-hour.
No, I'd had a 5-hour before.
I have one or two a day on top of multiple Mountain Dews, and when I drink, it's either Old English, Andre, when I got to go to a nice event, or vodka Red Bulls.
Uh huh.
Honestly,
and
I feel
like it's making me immortal.
Okay.
Everyone else says it destroys their body.
Yeah.
How many times a day do you
eat? I feel fine.
Yeah.
On the outside.
Brian, you're how many Mountain Dews do you drink a day?
I mean, they upped the price down the street. I used to walk to the gas station. Sorry for this whole spiel for
I
this
bet
easy
this
question.
This answer is going to be depressing, but go ahead.
Walk to the gas station. They did two cans, 12-ounce cans, your basic cans.
Yeah.
Of Mountain Dew, MTND. And they would do two of those for 75 cents.
Okay.
And thanks to, not going to say any names, Barack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hussein.
Obama.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me with that.
We're all bored.
It's like $1.39 for two 12-ies.
Goodness. Oof. Goodness gracious.
So well, I'm down to two 12-ies, where it used to be about 16 12-ies because of Obama.
It was not 16 12-ies.
So it wasn't 16 12-ies.
You drink two a day?
I mean, when they were cheaper.
And then what do you... How many other how many Red Bulls do you drink a day? Or five?
Oh,
hours?
No. I quit Red Bull. I used to do like two or three Red Bulls a day. And I did. I replaced Red Bull with 5-hour. Because it's got vitamins.
Yeah, it does. It's all natural.
So I can't drink coffee. What do you guys drink? Coffee?
See, I don't
man,
really,
we're all going to die of an alien invasion soon anyways.
Oh, man. God willing.
I'm going to drink coffee very much. I mean, actually, I've started. Had a latte. A nice latte today with some espresso shots. I can definitely feel it.
Yeah.
I usually would drink sugar-free Red Bull. I'm trying to wean myself of it. Mm-hmm. More or less. But the few times I've had a 5-hour energy, I can't do it, man. It makes my heart feel like it's going
to
explode.
It depends. Like, I have to have food in my belly because one time I didn't, and I actually had to go home sick from work because it was tearing me up.
Poop? You were pooping?
Here's the thing. It was all false alarms, but, man, it was either going to come out one way or the other.
I know. The old fake five is what I call it.
I do not care for it.
It's fake poops about 5 times immediately after you take the shot, and then there's one... calling it a fecal matter is
okay.
A liquid comes out.
Yeah, you address some fecal matters.
All right. Clean it up.
Yeah, this guy.
Clean it up. You have to.
This is digressing to blue humor. You're right. We're going blue today.
Here's the thing, though. The one time that actually did happen, like, and I made the mistake of I skipped breakfast and I took a bunch of vitamins and took a 5-hour and that
like B12 vitamins.
Yeah, and that hurt very bad. But I was also at work. In a period when I didn't have a car, so I had to get a coworker to give me a ride home. We're on the freeway, and I go, "No, we're gonna have to pull over." And she goes, "Oh, do you need to throw up? Just roll down the window." I was like, "It's not throw up." And our relationship was different after that. So she knows me in a different way.
Did you have to drop tea right there?
I thought I did, but it was just
that's even worse.
It was a fake five. Yeah, exactly.
You got fived.
We pulled into a TC.
I got five on it.
Oh, she pulled into a TC.
Yeah.
Okay. In my brain, it was just side of the highway, like you busted out the window, like a reverse Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
Like you just shot out the window.
No, I'm not. I'm not T-shirt cannoning it.
Fair enough.
I've been thinking. Cannon. I've been taking so many 5-hours that you've seen the movie Limitless.
Yes.
No.
With
Limitless is a good movie to encourage the main character by the title of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Aw, damn, Limitless! You tell Robert De Niro, what's up, Limitless?
I like calling it Adderall, starring Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Because that's basically what the drug is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 5 hours doing that to me. I am running for office.
Good. You should.
I think.
What are your platforms?
A lot of blackouts. A lot of blackouts on the way. My platforms.
There was this
made out of mahogany.
Oh boy!
Well, because that Sleepless in Austin guy's running for mayor now.
What is that?
The guy from like last month where he was this dude saying, "I want to find a woman in Austin. I'll pay $1,500 to anyone who could find one for me." Also,
just find one or like a girlfriend?
Like a girlfriend.
Well, his requirements were
no one under 130 pounds.
Yeah.
No
tattoos.
No tattoos. No hippies. No feminists. No feminazis. I'm sorry.
Sounds exactly like me.
No blacks.
Yeah.
Because
that's me.
Because they discussed him.
Easy ride.
pull it back a little
was
bit.
Was this guy rich?
No.
I could be a
he's
sugar.
Just,
rich enough to get capped teeth.
I'm still lonely enough.
Yeah, he's a weird.
I'll email him.
A weird.
You should. Oh, man. If you really don't know who I'm talking about, go find him. You will hate scroll through everything about
How
him.
How do I find it? What's his campaign?
Well, we'll send you a link.
No, let's promote him.
Well, this guy's already been on enough like Austin radio stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
okay.
He doesn't need
okay.
to be on this podcast.
Yeah, but he really is, not really is, but he's reached this point now where he's doing anything for attention, and one of the things he's doing is running for mayor of Austin. And his campaign is like, I want to get rid of all the blacks and Mexicans. Ugh. I want to kick out anybody with tattoos. I want to get rid of, I want to make this a dry city.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
It's what this city exists.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see someone, this is semi-related, it was like the head of some Republican class at UT or some group or something?
Yeah.
What is he, the...
No, it was some...
It was the Young Conservatives of Texas, yeah.
Yeah, and they were doing this immigrant, making people wear immigrant T-shirts as a game. And then if you find them, you get prizes.
Their plan was people would walk around the University of Texas with a sign around their neck, hopefully a sign, instead of in costume. And they'd be illegal immigrants. And if you found these people and brought them to their table on the West Mall, which is that part of the University of Texas where student groups have tables.
Yeah.
They would give you a $25 gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff of the University of Texas, like the president.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what they want. They want to to get you thinking about, oh, man, if I turn in all the illegals, man, think of how great it's going to be.
Well, the university president and everybody else was like, this is bullshit. And sure enough, they canceled, did not do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have zombie walks. It's only fair. We have zombie walks and Eeyore's birthday.
Ryan, can I tell you? I've told you once, tell you again. Get that conservative politics out of here, okay? Yeah.
Look, I'm sorry.
Hey, dude, Ryan, I'm right there with you, man.
I'm a right wing?
Yeah, me too, man. Okay, that's we all are. But look.
Just get off your Koch brother soapbox real quick and just come back down with us.
Here's the thing, man. We're in this town, city of Austin. Fucking hippies, man. If they find out.
That's why it stinks.
If they find out how red our blood is, we're out of the show.
They'll smash a tambourine over our heads. Yeah, we don't need that.
Look. If the lamestream media ever got wind. we'll edit this part out of the podcast.
Bahaha sheeps.
Bahaha sheeps indeed.
Yeah, the Bahaha man.
Bahaha.
So, Brandon Lee, you used to co-host your show Avalanche.
Yes.
Every Monday at
Every
Holy
Monday.
Mountain. Used to co-host it with Chris Cubis.
Mm-hmm.
And he has gone to the greener pastures of Kansas City.
The Big Apple, Kansas City.
That's right.
They have the Big Little Apple. Wichita is either the Little Apple or the Big Little Apple. That's literally what...
There's Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas is the Little Apple.
Oh, that's the Little
Apple. Manhattan.
I think Kansas City is...
Who doesn't love that?
The Big Pumpkin. How's that show been going solo for you?
Good. I mean, it was obviously way more fun up front. Making up ridiculous stuff with Cubis.
Mm-hmm. You think you might add a co-host?
Or maybe. I thought about it. So many people have co-hosts, and it's.
I'm not asking for
running
me,
Ryan. All right.
Back off.
Good. I was going to ask.
Please do.
If you want to be.
I'd love to.
Sound guy on Mondays.
Oh, I'd love to.
It's a co-host thing. I kind of wanted to do that like a backstage co-host that would sit, not backstage, but back in the sound booth and be like a
Kevin Eubanks. To your Jay Leno.
Okay, yeah. I'm Jay?
I would assume so.
Yeah, buddy.
Doesn't Craig Ferguson? No, wait. Jimmy Fallon talks to us like an announcer, right?
Yes.
Or whatever that guy is?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch that show.
Higgins? Yeah. Is that Craig Ferguson talks to a military robot.
Oh, I saw that.
Man.
That is true.
That show should be better than it is. I
like it. That show's fun.
It's...
Oh, yeah? You watch it a lot? You watch Craig Ferguson? Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But I feel like I should. I tried to do that every once in a while where it's like, oh, man, I miss talk shows. I'm going to sit down and watch some of these. They're not for us anymore. They're not for our time period.
Yeah, it's different. It's a different game.
So which talk shows would you like to get onto?
Ellen. Honestly, that's a number one dream of mine is...
Dancing with Ellen?
Yeah, I can see you're a big dancer.
Even just in the studio audience, there's no way I wouldn't like rock that. You know how you guys, I hope, are all familiar with the show.
I've had my oil change.
I've seen clips of it on The Soup.
She dances. Oh.
What was that sound? I'm gonna put that on the end of the podcast. Stay tuned for 9 of those at the end of the podcast.
Ellen, you want to dance with Ellen?
Yeah. Like real hard. Ellen and does Wanda Sykes have a show yet?
She did.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. A Saturday late night show. And it lasted for about 3 months and it was gone.
I'm going to have to settle with Queen Latifah then. Dr. Oz.
What was the question?
Who do you want to smooch?
No, what talk show would I want to be on the most?
Oh, what about Arsenio? He's back.
I haven't seen it. Paul. What's he doing?
Arsenio Paul.
Oh, man. We need to have Derek Phelps in here because he, as part of Black Joe Lewis and his band, went on Letterman.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine.
Second time.
Oh, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I didn't know that was the second time. I thought it was first. I cannot imagine meeting Letterman.
Yeah.
I would explode.
Especially as Derek.
Huh? Yeah.
That's Derek.
That's Derek. Ryan was doing his hand a certain way for folks who aren't spying on us right now.
Yeah.
No, but just
oh,
like,
they're not picking that up on that.
We'll streamcast it.
I mean, I just... He sure. just seems like a... I don't know. Like, what could I say that guy could be interested in?
Who, nothing. Letterman or Fallon?
Yeah, anymore now. He's just a hard ass, right?
I kind of like watching him now. I mean, I honestly don't do it very often.
It's the best talk show, I'd say.
But yeah. he's definitely reached a point where he's a really good interviewer.
Yeah.
What's the grumpy old man? Like, he's been long enough. He knows if he got fired, whatever, that doesn't mean anything. He's still David Letterman.
Yeah. He's like
a legend. Yeah.
Yeah. I regret that I don't watch him more because he's reached that my favorite kind of talk show where it's just like, he doesn't give a fuck what you have to plug. He wants to have a conversation with you. And I love that. But I just don't watch
Kimmel's good about that, too.
Yeah.
I'd say that's.
When I watch Kimmel, I enjoy it.
Mm.
But. For some reason, Kimmel, this is going to sound weird. The rhythm of the show seems a little off.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it.
To me, he's trying too hard to be an entertainer.
The last time I watched Kimmel, though, was that time Kanye came on.
Yeah.
And that, I don't even know if that was television.
No thanks, man. No thanks.
Man, I love Kanye West, but that guy, oof.
That guy is a goof. Didn't South Park do a rab on him?
Yeah.
A rab? I was going to say Raz and Rib.
Yeah.
And I just said a rab.
It's like when you rib a rabber. You rabbed him.
Ribbed a rab. But no, Holy Mountain is going pretty good.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yay. It really is, though. We had an awesome crowd last night. We had a... it's advertised on Dude... 512.
Right. 512.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
As starting at 8:00, we just changed it today. Every Monday we get like a couple people showing up at 8, and then they leave. And like, oh, we'll come back at 9. They do not come back.
Yeah.
We had like 15 people show up last night, at 8, and they sat and they stuck around until 9:30 when the show started.
But you've actually fixed it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
As of today.
So set the record straight. What time does
9:00?
Wait, but you just said it started at 9:30.
But we start at 9:30, but 9:00. We don't get the show. Like, people don't come until 9. I don't know how to say this. This is all.
Well, what about? I mean, it's weird because I would say doors at 9, show at 9:30. I mean, I see what you're going for.
Yeah, this is such a weird crowd, though. Like. If we have it at 9, the comics don't get there till 9:30. Like, I don't know how I can change that without physically dressing all the comics and getting them down there.
Well, here's the thing with this fucking town of Austin, Texas, is that it's really hard to get a show that starts on time because people are not used to it.
It's still like the thing, right? Like, oh, doors at 8, I'll show up 2 hours after that, and then the show will start.
Right.
10 minutes after that.
Yeah. If you do a show, Cap City starts right on time.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Maybe like 5 minutes late.
Yeah, it's kind of a different crowd, though, right?
Yeah, like, and the Alamo Draft House is trying to wean people. And, you know, it's tough. I do it with Jazz Cigarette. We usually don't start until 9:45. We say 9:30. But if we had a sizable crowd at 9:30, we'd do it.
Hmm.
So it is something where it's if nobody's there at 9:30, what do you do with that?
Yeah. I mean, wait 10 minutes and then get 15 more people into the seats and then start the show, have a good...
I mean, I think that's part of...
I think that's comedy, too. Like, just in general, that was like that in Nebraska. Shows would start... Just need to start conditioning people.
Yeah. Well, you got to make yourself a hot ticket.
It's free show.
Oh. Well, good luck with those liquor sales.
It's a dry bar.
Oh, okay.
It's a soda fountain.
It's so great. Handfuls of granola.
It's in a parking.
I'll tell you what, guys. You want to take a quick break?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
For you listening at home or in the car or in prison, we'll be right back in a second.
And we're back with more Mascot Wedding Show. I'm David Hanna with Matt Blake. And sitting in with us is comedian
Ryan County. That's me, baby.
Yeah. So, Ryan County,
yes.
You've been doing comedy for how long now?
Approximately 17 years.
Hey, 17.
And
excuse me, 1 second. Okay, wow. Yeah.
Sorry, door was open. Remember me?
Yeah, I do. I vaguely remember you from. Yeah, you've been here before.
That's right. Well, I was back when you had a radio show.
Yeah, and now we have a podcast. That's weird that you found. Ryan, I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Yeah, this is.
Oh, nice to meet you, Antoine Delafield. Attorney of law.
This is Antoine Delafield. He's a he's an attorney from Sunken Valley, the city we live in.
That's right, Sunken Valley, Texas.
Wow. Well, this is a treat. We weren't expecting to have guests, but you're here.
I believe last time I was on the show, you said stop by anytime.
Yeah,
and you could promote your law firm.
That is true, but I mean that was back when we had a radio show. And now we're in the Hodge Pound, and it's kind of weird that you found us without any sort of address or directions.
I got my ways. All right, I'm used to the dealings with the law and whatnot.
Okay. Well, then, I guess, I mean, let's just make
it. I've been live tweeting it, too, this entire time.
Oh, man.
By the way, can I be honest with you? Address and all. Your Twitter, underwhelming, Ryan County. I mean, I got to say, your stage act, I've seen you several times. You're like an electric eel up there, except hilarious. But Twitter, I need some more out of you.
Okay. Thank you.
I can't.
That's all I need is a boop.
I got to be legal as a law. Got to be honest.
Antoine, do you have any tips for Ryan for his Twitter account?
Oh, I'm a bad Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of retweets.
So you want better things from him, but you have no input.
I'm so impressed by him as a live performer that, you know, if he could capture an eighth of that and put it on Twitter, I say he's headed.
So what if he were to put a tweet out there that was like drinking a 40 with mascot wedding as if.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Them
okay.
Kids
that's
from
good.
The, yeah. I thought so. I was holding
man,
on
you're going to lose a lot of followers. Those kids from the 90s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Antoine, I mean, it's been a while. I guess we should catch the listeners up. I mean, well, catch me up. What are you doing here?
Well, I stopped by to say if anyone ever needs an attorney at law,
mm-hmm.
that if you're in the Sunken Valley, Austin, Texas, or East Sunken Valley area,
yeah,
and I'm the man for you. Because I got to tell you, David and Mr. Ryan County, things are going pretty good.
Okay, so things are doing well for you.
Win after win after win.
That's great.
I am officially, thank you, too big for my britches.
Oh, not literally, though. I mean, because...
I could be.
Oh.
After every time I win a cold case, I eat a deep-fried pumpkin. And
really?
Let me tell you, yeah, the DFPs.
Are you going to say a cold cut?
Oh, well, guess what's inside that pumpkin?
What? Oh.
Cold cuts.
Oh, okay. So what's your favorite cold cut to put in a deep-fried pumpkin?
I like to mix it up.
Yeah?
Occasionally, I get some pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
Your local grocery store, the HEB, has got a Cajun fried. No, not Cajun fried. It's Cajun roast beef.
Right, yes.
You stick that inside a deep-fried pumpkin. Ooh, that's a good... That's a good meal.
I saw that on Pinterest.
Yeah,
that's
celebrating.
Good.
Is that where you got it?
That's where I got it. I like to pin and repin.
Okay. So does it depend on like the day of the week, or does it depend on the severity of the court case of what you put in the fried pumpkin?
Exactly. If it's a huge win, another deep fried pumpkin maybe inside that first deep fried pumpkin.
Okay, so let's say it's a what kind of law do you specialize in?
Oh, I sue anybody.
Oh, you sue? Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. I successfully sued a dog for being too cute the other day.
Is that right?
Victory.
Okay, so wait. So you got the court to admit that the dog wasn't cute?
No, it was too cute.
Right. Okay. So you were defending how cute the dog was.
No, I was prosecuting the dog for being too
oh,
cute.
Oh, okay. I see.
What? I represented a lady who just couldn't handle how cute that dog was.
I see.
It was a puppy wearing a lobster costume.
Oh, that is
great. It was in a lobster, see?
Yeah.
I
know.
Bless you for your work, right. though. That's oh. too cute.
So what kind of fried
too
pumpkin
cute,
did you eat
furious.
After?
Oh, man. Well, it was a fried pumpkin full of pizza.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, pepperoni style. Mm.
Pepperoni style.
I'll tell you though, things have been going so good. I've been able to take on a little bit of pro bono work recently.
Okay, please clean it up.
Sorry.
All right, but you've been taking on some free work at the law firm?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, it's my law firm. Because here's the thing. I'm trying to do is some advocacy work.
Yeah.
The only thing I care about getting that sweet weed legalized.
Oh wow!
Preach.
Right.
Okay. Oh, Ryan, you got a dog in this fight?
Yeah, we need to get we like I don't get this argument about grass. Everybody's trying to get their yards looking like grass, and they get weed killers to kill
no,
the weeds.
No,
but weeds are technically stronger than grass. We don't have grass killers.
No, I
why don't we let the superior plant grow?
I think
I appreciate your work,
Ryan.
On that
can
front.
I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
You got a case there.
Thank you.
And if you want to take it all the way to the top, I'll ride that with you.
I would.
Let's put
off mic. We should have a meeting and seal this deal.
We should seal this deal. With a little sweet Hindu Kush.
See, I think there's a disconnect here. I think Mr. Delafield is talking about the legalization of marijuana.
That is correct.
No, we're gonna get high and fix this weed problem.
Right.
Oh, okay. Okay, we're all on board again.
We're on the same boat, Ryan. Here's the thing. This is a recent development for me.
Okay.
Because I used to be like, marijuana, no thanks.
Right.
I haven't had a bumper sticker that said that. It said marijuana, no thanks on it.
Okay.
I once ran for alderman on that platform. I lost.
Uh-huh.
But that's okay.
Was it close?
No.
Oh, okay.
Big margin.
Yeah. Who did you lose to?
Greg Woods.
Greg Wirtz?
Greg Woods.
Woods?
Yeah, brother of the mayor.
Oh, of course, Mayor Woods.
Yeah, Mayor Woods is his brother. Here's the thing, though. I was suing Willie Nelson on behalf of the Wendy's Corporation.
Yeah.
Because the Wendy's Corporation, they say he looks too much like that Wendy's girl.
Okay.
I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, look, here's the thing, man. It's whatever. I mean, I know Willie Nelson's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And Dave Thomas, back when he was in charge of things, he didn't give a fuck.
No.
But, man, the Wendy, his daughter, that is a stone cold bitch.
Yeah.
She does not give a fuck.
Okay, well, let's clean this up. We don't want to, we don't want to slander anybody.
Nah, it's cool.
No, the bitch doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. Look.
Okay, I can't fight it.
There's a law in Texas that if you say something on radio, it can't be held against you.
That's not true at all.
Yeah, it is. I fought for it.
All right.
And I was like, here's the thing, Willie. I'm going to sue the bandana off your head, but it's Wendy's Corporation. I hate them.
Uh-huh.
I hate them. And I will totally tank this case if you give me some sticky icky.
Okay.
And it did. And I've been addicted ever since.
So you smoked out with Willie.
Oh, my God.
Also, you don't want to take that bandana off. It connects most of the top part of his head.
He started crying, and I said, why was that? And then he explained to me what you just said.
It's
and
like
I
felt it's a weed accident.
I felt bad about it.
It's sutured on.
Yeah. I was real ignorant about it.
Yeah.
I had to apologize.
But when you got high with him, did he show you? Did he take it off?
He did.
Yeah?
Terrifying.
Yeah, I'd imagine
Oh, my
so.
God, one of the worst. Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you see that movie Gravity?
Uh-huh.
It was like that.
It was terrifying. Like
I just looked at his forehead, and I felt like I was floating in space, and no one was going to catch me.
See, because I've heard that rumor that under that bandana is the void of nothingness that leads out into the eternity.
Legally, that's a rumor.
Okay, legally.
What'd you hear?
I heard he's got a birthmark in the shape of Sandra Bullock.
That would explain it. I mean, that's crazy.
That's who was in the movie Gravity, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was real high. I was real high.
Okay.
I had never been high before.
Yeah.
So, woof.
So it was a positive experience for you.
Yeah, I mean, it lasted a little too long.
How long?
Because when you sip on some whiskey, it's like, I got to sleep it off or drink some water, take a shit.
Of course.
But when I got high, it was like a three-week vacation.
Oh, so you were high for 3 weeks?
Yeah, it was real scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have fun during those 3 weeks?
Oh, most of it was fun.
Did you have cases at the time?
Yeah. Ooh, that didn't help. That didn't help a lot of stuff.
But you still won those cases.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on. I'm on a winning streak. I'm a hot streak. When you're hot, you're hot.
Did you have any memorable cases from that time when you were high?
Well, they had to be explained to me later, so the answer is no.
Oh, okay.
Define memorable. That I remember them? I'm afraid I do not.
Well, just anything that stands out like, wow, that was an impressive case that I fought while I was
well,
high.
Well, I successfully sued Little Caesar's Pizza.
Oh, I heard about that.
That's right. I said, this crazy bread's just normal bread.
Uh-huh.
It's not crazy.
You changed my life. That was you?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I know a lot of kids, they were buying crazy bread, hoping to get crazy on it.
Yeah. That's what happened in Columbine.
Yeah. You know what happened? A lot of teenage shootings, a lot of teenagers getting pregnant.
Uh-huh. So teenage shootings and teenagers getting pregnant.
Teenagers getting pregnant. They like, because it was that rumor, you eat crazy bread, it's like wearing a condom.
Yeah. There was that.
Can't get pregnant on crazy bread. Typical kid saying.
Didn't Little Caesars actually use that as a campaign slogan or advertisement slogan?
Well, they kind of hinted at it.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like, pizza, pizza, hot and ready, $5. And they go, you know what else is hot and ready? And they would just cut to two teenagers raw dogging it.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't explicitly say,
right,
it can't get you pregnant.
Yeah.
But he clearly, in the commercial, if you recall, he picks up the condom.
Yeah.
And then he, of course, says,
nah.
Yeah, and then throws it away. Nah, throws it away.
Yeah. And then he wraps his member, if I can say that.
Yeah.
He wraps his member with crazy.
Does that of course, mean but his
it was
penis?
Yeah, uh-huh. But it was
no, his membership card to the Little Caesars Club.
Oh, yeah. Protect it.
Yeah.
Protect that.
That's right.
Kids.
And then, of course, you see it was in shadow, though. You don't actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome like power style.
The weird thing was, why was Shaq in that video?
Because he loves raw dogging.
Mm.
And he's a hit with teens.
How old are you, Ryan County?
I am 17 years old.
Oh, my God. Can I be honest with you?
No.
You're an upstanding young man. Oh, I take it back. I started
that was
talking.
That's a trick. I like a man that does what he does, and you did it.
Well, then you have to lie to him now.
Bryan County, I do support the rights of children.
Oh.
Wow.
That was a good.
Straight up lie. So I do you, not. Nope.
I believed you, though. That was good.
Until you're 16, which is, I would lower that limit.
Uh-huh.
Until you're 16, you are your property of your parents.
Okay. But then once
not in an insulting way,
right? I understand, but just you also intimated that you'd like to lower a certain legal just the, age.
Yeah, voting age.
Oh, okay, so voting and what about alcohol?
Gun. Yep.
Uh huh. What about
alcohol? Well, that's 21, so that's
you can
19.
Drive. You can drive at 16. Why can't you drink?
That's true. No, if you well, can, that's
if you can,
too.
If you can die for your country, how come you can't drink?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I've been drinking for a long time.
Oh, I hate you, man.
Yeah. Illegally?
Uh huh. Come on, everything about me is illegal. You know what I'm talking about. You
get
know
a
what
gift
I'm
card about. If I grab you.
No, come back.
Tell you what, I'm gonna be honest with you. I like you guys.
Yeah.
Who you want to sue? You don't need a reason. Just who makes you mad?
Aziz Ansari.
Oh man, I'm taking that little guy down a peg.
Hold on. What do you have against Aziz Ansari?
I don't. That was the first celebrity that came to mind.
Okay. Well, can we, Mr. Delfield? Could you build a case against Aziz Ansari?
Was there a movie or a product that he was in that you purchased and did not enjoy?
I think he's Indian.
Ooh. I don't know if that's enough for a case.
Do you ever buy a lot
that's
of fine
everybody
silk?
Everybody says. I exclusively wear silk, whitey tidies.
Did he ever make
white
you
silk.
Cry or get weird feelings?
I just love him. I just want to meet him, whether it's in a courtroom or... is that a case?
Yes, that is a case. I will tell you. It might be a bit of a stretch, but that's a case, my man. That's a case.
Okay.
I come in with in a wheelchair with a fake cast.
Here's what you're going to do. We put a bald cap on you, say you're Professor X from the X-Men, and you can read minds. Ain't a jury in the world convicting X-Men. I'll tell you that much.
Especially the leader. That's brilliant.
That's right.
I don't think you got the message of the X-Men that they're persecuted a lot. So.
Yeah, but in comic book, but in real life, who puppets who doesn't love an X-Men?
I guess.
You see how much that X-Men, the first X-Men movie grossed?
Do you need to take a moment? Are you
nah,
okay?
I'm
You're
good.
Talking about First Class?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about original X-Men, directed by Brian Singer. 1999.
I'm vaguely familiar with how much it made. Mm. It made more than $1 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Did wow, quite, that's a lot
did
of money.
Quite well. Yeah. X2 did even better. X3, surprisingly enough, even better than that.
Wow, really?
Not a great movie, though.
Yeah. Which is your favorite X-Men character?
Ooh, X-Men, Wolverine.
Yeah?
I mean, I got a Texas driver's license and a heart, don't I? It's gonna be Wolverine.
That's true. If you had to sue Wolverine, do you think you'd take that case?
Oh, my God, easily.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though he's your favorite X-Men?
I'd be like, how old are you, sir? And he'd be like, I don't know my age. He's like, doesn't even know his age. Well, then he's probably wrong about and then whatever I wanted to say. Yeah. I'd probably make something up.
But what if you got Wolverine sent to jail? Would you be okay with that?
Oh, that would almost be ironic because he ages so slow. Uh-huh. He could probably carve out of that. I'd make a deal with him. I'd be like, Wolverine, I'll take this case if you give me those healing powers, Wolverine.
I don't think that's how mutant powers work.
Well, not in the movies, but in real life, we could probably find a way.
Okay.
Actually, in the last Wolverine movie, the main villain tries to steal his and semi-succeeds.
Is that true?
You know, I didn't catch it. I'm still working on Snow White and the Huntsman.
That one's good.
I just keep rewatching it again and again. It don't make a lick of sense.
Uh-huh. Well, why do you keep watching it then?
I need to crack this code.
The kid is it the same thing with you? The kids look like full-grown adults?
Yes.
There's like 8 kids and they look like full-grown or is it
the,
7
is
kids?
It's the dwarves. And I was like, how'd they get Ian McShane that small?
So, how'd they get a beard on that kid?
How's Nick Frost so small?
Have you ever considered suing the movie for being unclear?
I tried, but then my buddy Chris Hemsworth called me up and he said, don't sue.
Wait a second. Your buddy's with Chris Hemsworth?
Yeah, I call him Chris.
What about Crimps? Have you talked to him yet?
His older brother Crips?
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay. Could you say hi to him for me?
Crips?
Yeah.
We don't speak.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Just like the song.
That's true. You know, I sued No Doubt one time.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
That song.
For Don't Speak.
I was like, not in this country. I speak when I want to. I said, freedom of speech. You need to change that name of that song to Speak.
That's good. That's good.
I got that bassist sent to jail.
Wow, really?
Where unfortunately he was murdered.
Tony Canal?
He was murdered.
Wow. Murdered?
He was murdered.
Well, I mean, you're clearly getting emotional about
it. I'm sorry. I hate to see him go.
Uh-huh.
His crazy hair.
Yeah.
Sick chords he would play.
Yeah.
Ryan, do you play musical instrument? How come?
I play GarageBand.
In a GarageBand?
It's on Mac, but I don't own a Mac. So anybody that owns a Mac, I'll play GarageBand on it.
So you'll sneak into somebody's house and take their computer and
or
play
just
it.
Friendship them.
Oh, okay.
And two.
Yeah?
I don't play any music. I played the violin.
For how long?
2 years.
Yeah? What made you stop?
Why'd you give it up?
I was not good at it.
Okay.
It's one of those things I wasn't. Can we sue about that?
No.
We can't sue about.
You just said you weren't good at it.
Yeah. It was,
if you
it
claimed
was like
you were good
grade.
At it, but something made you bad, that's a case.
And could I throw something else out
yes.
there?
Yes.
Practice makes perfect.
Oh.
Do you know who said that? Aziz Ansari.
That's right.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah.
You know what other practice makes perfect?
I had it
perfect?
Backwards.
The law practice of one Mr. Antoine Delafield.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you got coming up, Mr. Delafield?
I got a couple cases pending. Probably shouldn't talk about them.
Well, come on, please.
All right. So I'm suing the movie The Counselor.
Really?
Too accurate to my own life.
Hold on. That crazy movie The Counselor is
yeah,
too accurate.
Yeah.
You didn't have any say in the screenplay or anything? I thought that was about your life.
That's, you know what? Here's the thing. I was talking with Cormac. And
McCarthy, Cormac.
That's
McCarthy.
Right. Uh-huh. And we was knocking back some Mad Dogs.
Okay.
And also a couple Red Dogs. Remember that beer that Tommy Lee Jones used to do the voice of?
I sure do.
Yeah. That's the one.
That ornery old pit bull.
Oh, he don't like stuff. And are you talking about that dog? You talk about Tommy Lee Jones?
I'm talking about the artist Pitbull. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Pitbull, man. I don't get it.
He loves everything.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I was talking with Cormac and...
McCarthy.
Yeah. And I was telling him about these crazy times I had down in Old Mexico way.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I make a pretty good movie. And I go, well, watch yourself. That's yeah. my life he mismatched with. He said he wouldn't. And then, man, I go see a thing with Michael Fassbender in it.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. I was like, man, Fassbender's in it. Is Fassbender going to be there? So will I be.
Yeah.
I got a bumper sticker that says that, too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a couple of different cars.
Oh, my goodness.
I drive like a Toyota Prius.
Mm-hmm.
And then I drive a Mazda Insight.
Okay.
Anyway,
I'm sorry, you had a question for Ryan?
Oh, yeah. I've got to get you in touch. First of all, sorry, this is just going to be a friendship-to-friendship thing,
oh.
which I feel like we're building some sort of relationship.
Is it weird that I'm a much older man? I'm easily 48.
I'm friends with anybody willing to toss that passion of friendship back. I'm going to set you up with my Buick dealer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you a third car, a fourth car.
Does he have... I'll tell you this. I used to drive a LeSabre. It was a Dynamite.
Boom.
Oh, my God. You can't imagine the strange I got in that thing.
You used to call it the Buick. What are you doing to me?
No.
Oh, that's not how you ejaculate?
We need to have a talk. Whoa, hey. Come on. You told me this was like a...
It's a podcast. You can say whatever you want.
Okay. I have been swearing a lot, but I figure there's...
Oh, my mic's on?
There's a producer the button.
It's been on for the past 10 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. No, we'll see. There you go.
I don't poop.
Well, do you...
Dang it.
You're doing great. Do you have any legal questions for Mr. Delafield?
Well, do you have any legal questions, Mr. Dave Hart?
Oh, gosh. I've been wanting to make a lot of money without a lot of effort.
Mm.
Is there someone who I could mega sue, like just off the top of your head, who's just ripe for it?
You know, I'd say off the top of your head, there's one.
Yeah.
What are you wearing right now, my man?
I'm wearing a Houston Astros ball cap.
How have those Astros of Houston been doing?
Not so good.
When's the last time they did good?
It's been about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lawsuit, my man.
You think so?
Oh, I know so.
But they're my team. I don't want, you know, them mad at me.
Make a choice.
Okay.
I can get you pretty much, I'm going to go ahead and say it, six-figure sum.
$200,000?
Six-figure sum.
Oh, six figures.
Yeah. $200,000, six figures.
Okay.
Do a little bit of math.
So you can't do seven figures?
Do you want to bank, how much, do you want to ever see this team again?
Not if I get seven figures.
Seven figures.
All right. So like $700,000?
Send these assholes to hell.
Wow. Okay.
Here's the thing. It'll be in the low millions.
Uh-huh.
Like maybe 8.5 at the most.
Goodness.
But... It will cause the folding of the team. They have more money than that.
Don't do it for that. You could get so much more.
You don't think so?
No.
Whoa.
I know you could. With the talent you got, sir, you could get easily 8.5 mil.
Oh, come on, man. I got some friends over there. I can't do that to them.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right.
Well, I mean, well, County, what do you think? I mean, what's your favorite sporting club?
Oh, I'm subscribed to this Polo email.
Uh-huh.
You know, Polo's on the horses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's my sports.
Players only live once. Polo.
I get it.
Yeah. Do you want polo stopped or continued?
Both. Oof. I want it to.
I don't do that. I don't do both sides of the law.
We can't do it like a continue to death. One polo game. Every person that plays polo plays it until they die.
You're crazy, sir.
And then it's done.
I don't represent crazy people.
Damn it.
You get back on board.
What if one person dies?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Not the ref. It can't be the ref.
Well, no.
It's got to be
Not Dennis
the ref.
Leary.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, he's there, I imagine. and this All-Star Polo game?
You're thinking of the movie The Riff.
I always am. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Okay. Mr. Delafield, do you have any do you have anything else you would like to contribute?
Oh, you know what? Best be going.
Yeah?
Yeah. I got a couple plugs I want to plug.
Oh, of course. Of course. Plug away.
Yeah. December 1st, I've rented out a theater to watch Catching Fire.
Uh-huh.
The Hunger Games sequel.
Yes. Oh.
And it's going to be me in a theater. If you want to come watch it with me,
mm-hmm.
It should be a lot of fun.
Okay. Which theater?
It is the Tinseltown in Sunken Valley.
Oh, okay.
Yep. That's it. Just big fan of that book.
Actually, I should probably tell you that that movie theater in Sunken Valley, they don't really show the accurate versions of movies. There's a Saudi prince who likes to make his own movies.
Oh, I'm in this version.
You're in the...
I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I hooked up with that Saudi prince.
Yeah.
And he was
like had sex with him?
No.
Hey, come on.
Come on. Come hey, on. Come on.
Just trying to tongue-tie silver tongue.
I hear you, man. I hear you. No, I hear you. Tongue-tie silver tongue. I hear you.
Tongue-tie.
Me and you. Me and you, Aussie. He was like, you know, because I did a case for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I successfully sued Pizza Hut.
For?
Everything it's worth.
You only attack pizza?
Huh?
You only attack pizza joints?
He's clearly getting emotional about it.
Look.
This.
Man, if you can't get me in the courtroom with the Aziz Ansari, I don't know why...
Oh, I can get you there. How dare you? Look, here's the thing. He used to live on a street called Wing Street.
Uh-huh.
And when Pizza Hut opened their Wing Street, oh, man, all boots were off. You know what I mean?
Oh, puppies.
Oh, my gosh. The puppies, they were the worst. Anyway, and he's like, let's make a movie, any movie. And I said, I can tell you the Hunger Games has affected me like few books and movies ever have.
Right.
I would love to film a version of a sequel where I play Peter, played by Josh Hutcherson in the original version. And Jennifer Lawrence, played by the impeccable Diane Cannon.
Oh, so in this version, Diane Cannon plays
Katniss Everdeen.
Right.
Yeah.
To your PETA.
Yes.
Okay. So is there a little smooching?
Oh man, it's a hard X.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Here's the thing. I had to tell Diane Cannon to slow down.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around a few. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was a merchant marine for a while. I've seen some stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, but man, I was like Miss Cannon. You got to stop.
Uh-huh.
I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
Did she stop?
No.
Hey.
Oh.
Good for you.
If you buy the DVD, which it's very expensive, the prince has assured me that in the extras is the my cry reel.
Okay.
Well, I just cannot stop sobbing.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Anyway, that's my time, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for stopping by. This was
thank you.
Thanks for finding...
Wow, Antoine Delafield. That's
that guy was existed.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm so sorry it cut into your interview time, but I hope that's okay.
Anyways.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey,
where were you?
I was attending to some podcast business. Why? Were you guys recording?
Yeah, we've been recording.
Well, I guess we got to wrap it up now.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I was just about to get into the.
We'll save it for another time.
Can I say that? Can it like fade out as
Real quick.
All right. I've been doing comedy for about 17 years. I was born in 88.
Perfect. And,
David, anything you want to plug?
No.
Cool. Ryan County, what do you got coming up?
Well, my first parents, they didn't treat me so well. And
I got shows listed on MacBlakeComedy.com. MascotWinning.com, David.
That's right. Email us,
MascotWinning.
MascotWinning@gmail.com.
I started going to middle school.
Send us some questions or comments. And we're also on
bullied.
iTunes.
I was easily
If you give
bullied.
Us a good rating, we'll read
wedgies,
on the air. Thank you so much, guys.
Kissing on the base.
So, David, how should we get out of here?
You know what? Let's get out of here the old-fashioned
I don't
way.
Know. Like, Timmy.
Like, we're a couple
was
guys
the,
jumping
was
off a cliff.
Okay.
David? And he didn't know anything.
I love you, man.
I think it's time.
Oh, not gonna say it back,
what
huh?
Was going
oh,
on.
Did you want me to?
Goodbye.
I don't know.
Here I go.
So I was molested.